Hello and welcome, all agents, trainers, Pikmin bloomers, lightship pilers, eighth wall advertisers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode number 79 of the Wayspotters podcast. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network, and today is Friday, July 14th, 2023, and we are excited to talk to you today about the roadmap Niantic released last month. But before we do that, let's welcome in Chris. Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. How do you feel about snakes?
I'm a big fan of snakes. I would actually have a couple snakes as pets if my wife would allow me.
All right. Well, that's a little foreshadowing for later. So just, you know, if I don't mention snakes later on, help me remember to mention snakes. So I think that's going to be pretty good. How was your week last week, man?
It was pretty good. Pretty quiet. Just waiting for all my nominations to go through. Worked a bit. It was a good week.
Nice. So remember last week I told you I had to go back to my hometown, Portland, because I had to go to that funeral, which was sad. But, you know, people get old, people die. It sucks, but it is what it is. I got to hang out with my mom and my brother for 4 days. And then I also had a 10-hour layover in Denver, Colorado. Shout out to Hall, the counselor. We tried to get together. It didn't work out. But he was very gracious in making sure I knew what trains and buses to get on and not to go into the wrong part of town. So shout out to Hall, the counselor. So remember I told you Addison and I went to Casa Bonita. And it was 90 minutes from the airport. It was like a legit 90 minutes. So we took two trains and a bus and then walked a few blocks.
Wow.
But we made it to Casa Bonita. I've never seen a 13-year-old more excited to see a restaurant. But it fulfilled like her childhood dreams, even though she's only 13. She's like, oh my God, it's here. And she's singing the song. And we didn't get to go in because it's still under construction. And they had like legit bodyguards outside of it. They wouldn't even let us really stand out front. They're like, you need to be off the property. And so I was trying to stand there to spin the stop to get a bunch of gifts to send to people, but they were like, nah, dog, you need to move. So, but we got pictures in front of it. We got pictures in front of the fountain. So she's flexing on all her friends that she got to go see Casa Bonita. And it's like a big thing for her. So that was my week. I did not nominate anything in Denver and I didn't nominate anything in Portland. I should have. I got to spin a stop that I nominated when I was there about a year ago, right outside of where my mom lives. And so, you know, I just spun that stop over and over and over. And I think I probably sent you a gift from it because I had 20 gifts from the same stop because I could reach it from my mom's house. So that was pretty
nice. Nice. That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys got to go.
Yeah.
It sucks that it was closed. But
yeah.
I'm not surprised they have bodyguards in front, given how popular that place is going to be.
Yes, absolutely. So it was pretty cool. She's like, okay, Dad, now we need to go back to Denver when it's open. And I'm like, all right, kid, pump your brakes here. Like, I booked this trip with a 10-hour layover. No, she's not like that at all. She's such a good kid, and she was so appreciative, and she was taking pictures, and she was telling me, like, you got 5,000 dad points for this. I don't know what I do with dad points, but apparently I've got a lot of them. But it was a good trip. It was good to just kind of, you know, I mean, you've got what, 4 kids, right?
Five.
So just I've got 4. So just to get a chance to bond with one on a trip was kind of cool. You know, just her and I. Yeah,
for sure.
None of the sisters, no mom, just me and her, you know, on a trip, getting on an airplane. You know, we were planes, trains, and automobiles. So it was just kind of cool to see her as kind of a grown-up kid, you know. We're packing a backpack and we're doing this. So it was really cool. It was good. It sucks that we had to go to a funeral. But it was good. And can I just say, I'm not Baptist. And so I've never really been to a Baptist funeral. I'm Catholic. I don't practice, but I was baptized. I was, you know, anyways, if you go to a Baptist funeral, you need to like pack a lunch and like some comfortable shoes. Cause we were there for 3 hours. I was not ready for that. I was not prepared. There was 4 different preachers And they were like, all right, it's my turn. They were like, do you mind if I take my coat off and get comfortable? And I'm like, I'm looking at around. And I'm like, I wasn't, no one told, this was not in the, I was not prepared for this. You know, a Catholic funeral is like an hour and 6 minutes in and out and you're done.
Yep.
Go to the gravesite, whatever. Yep. This was like a 3 hour odyssey. Like I was not prepared for that at all. So, yeah, that was something else. But anyways, nobody wants to hear about funerals. We actually want to hear about the news, right? Don't we want to hear about the news? Let's hear from our
friend. Yes, we have a little bit of news.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right, so this week I got a couple of things. One, they've updated the way that we report abuse for Wayfarer. And I think this is a super welcome change. Before, you kind of had to do it on the website through the little help bubble, right? And you can only ever do one at a time. And you had to wait for Niantic to answer the first one before you could submit a second one. But now you can just go fill out a form. It'll send you an email and then that's it. And then they'll reply to your email. I went and I look, I haven't put a couple in yet. I have a couple that we sent, unfortunately, to Dominic. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. So I'm
just sad face there. Form.
But it is super slick. I wanted to read it real quick.
Yeah.
Slow Explorers, our ambassadors and us have been hard at work the past few months on the topic of managing abuse in Wayfarer. We heard your feedback and we started to implement changes on the topic. The first visible change for you is the ability to submit and have multiple abuse support multiple abuse reports open at the same time. Previously, you've only been able to have one ticket open at a time using our support chat within the Wayfarer website, which caused issues when new or multiple abuse situations were present at once.
Exactly.
Like, right. That was the big problem. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, you'll be able to open multiple abuse tickets within our Wayfarer Help Centers page. When you land on this page, you'll be able to scroll down and see all the restrictions for reporting at the bottom of the page. So, right at the bottom of the page, it gives you all the instructions, and it's pretty simple. This is what I just wanted to do. This is the part that really struck out to me, and I love this. What action will be taken on the report? Once we receive the report with the necessary information, we'll review the details and start an investigation. Players submitting invalid nominations/edits may receive a warning, a suspension, or have their Wayfarer and Niantic Games accounts terminated.
So terminated?
Wow. Terminated.
Not suspended, but terminated.
Terminated, yeah. In cases where the Wayspot was invalid and should not have been approved, we may also investigate the Wayfinders involved in the approval and issue penalties based on the severity of the offense.
Wow. Hear that,
voting rings? Coming for you.
I have a feeling that that's got like A for Andis's fingerprints all over it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely 100%. And if we ever have them back on the show again, I will ask them that question. Yes. This is my favorite part, though. That's great. This is my favorite part. Wayfinders who submit inappropriate abuse reports may also receive a warning or punishment for repeat offenders. So if you've got ideas on using this to kind of manipulate the game board in your behalf.
Yeah, so don't try Niantic to weaponize it.
Exactly. Because Niantic is super, super reluctant to remove things.
Right. Even things that should be
removed. I submitted two fire hydrants because they block emergency services. And Niantic's like, I don't think you're right. Oh, no, they're fine. They're totally fine. Like, what? Like, the first one I thought was a mistake, but I got the second one last night.
You're like, what? You've got to be kidding me. You're like, what's going on here?
Awesome. So, yeah, so that's don't great. Weaponize this. Use this for good, not for evil. This is fantastic. And I went and I looked at it, and it's like five little boxes. It took me 3 minutes.
Nice.
If you have any attachments, it will send you an email, and then you reply to the email with the attachments, like a video or pictures or external documents that you need to attach and stuff. Super easy, super slick. I'm going to put a couple in today after we're done recording. And then I'll report back on how long it took.
All right. Do it for science. Do it for science. All right. Fantastic. So any more news, Chris, or is that it?
I don't know how many times we have to remind people, but don't delete your accounts. Someone deleted their Pikmin Bloom account, and it deleted their Wayfarer account. So,
right. And I don't think that's very easy to get back, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Like I said this last time, if they get it quick, you might be okay. Mm-hmm. But I think it was Tintino replied on the forum saying that they're looking into it, and I haven't seen anything on it yet. Right. But just if you don't want to play a game anymore, just delete the game and forget about it.
Delete the game. Don't delete your account. Like, you delete your account, you're deleting your Wayfair account, you're deleting your potential Ingress account, your Pogo account, and everything else, because they're all tied in together. That's the one area where Niantic is not in silos, is when it comes to your account and your login.
Yeah. Now that they've created your Niantic account, it just poofs everything.
Yep. All right, let's get ready to move into topic number one. So, topic number one, we want to go over the AMA answers. I know last week we talked a lot about the ambassadors and their answers, and that was great. Loved it. Also loved the fact that they say they want to be interviewed. So, from now until the cows come home, I'm going to formally just put in little invites to each ambassador. But today, we're here to talk about the AMA answers. So, Chris, I wanted to break it up into different sections. So I want to kind of talk about the things that went well with the AMAs, and then the things that were kind of misses or didn't go well. And then we can kind of talk about each one and see what our thoughts are. So the first one I want to go over is backlog reduction / nomination resolution speed. So I'll read it and then we can kind of talk about it there. You cool with that?
Cool.
All right. So this is, I'm in my Tintino voice. Which is not my Tintino voice, but it's my Tintino voice. As you all know, we kicked off the year with our backlog reduction work, targeting the oldest nominations up to December 2021. This initiative allowed us to reduce our backlog by 600,000 nominations, of which our team manually reviewed 120,000. By removing these from the backlog, we saw a decrease of 30% time needed for nominations to reach a resolution. We are exploring the possibility of repeating this work to reduce the backlog further and resolve more of your oldest nominations. So this is a huge win, Chris. I've personally felt this. As you know, in my area, things sit in that backlog forever. So when they did this, I had a lot of things go through. I had some things get, you know, denied, and they probably deserve to get denied, but I had a lot of things go through. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's fantastic. I know a lot of people, and I hear it a lot, especially when I put stuff in the Discord or on Twitter, about how quickly my stuff goes through. I hear a lot of people just like, wow, I've got stuff that's like a year and a half old, and it's painful, right?
Yeah, it is.
And some of that stuff that I nominated in Midland is still in queue, right? So I understand how people feel, kind of. Like, it's been 2 weeks, but...
You're like, 2 weeks? Peasants, mine goes through in 3 days.
Must use upgrade. But yeah, no, I think this is fantastic. It's demotivating to people to go out and do some stuff and then have it sit for a year. Like, if you're going to take a year to decide on my two, why am I going to do anymore? Right.
Right. Exactly.
So it's great. I would love to see them put this sort of effort towards appeals, but we'll talk about that.
We'll get to that in a couple minutes.
But yeah, this is great. It's fantastic. If they could do it again, that would be fantastic, just to get it down even further.
Yep. So what's our next one?
Our next one is call submissions and duplicates detection. In our last roadmap update, we shared that we had shadow launched a new system to better detect and deflect low quality submissions / coal. We have now had this system working in the background for several months, and we ramped up the amount of submissions it detects. Now we're able to detect low-quality submissions, like those with pictures taken from a car or blurry photos, etc., before they are presented to the community. We introduced a similar system to better detect duplicate submissions, including from our live waste spots and previously rejected submissions. We are now able to auto-detect some duplicates and will be tuning and recalibrating as needed to avoid any inaccurate flags. And so this is funny because I said, I can't remember who it was posted in the Discord. They had something rejected like super quick and they didn't even notice that it went into voting. I'm like, I wonder if it was the robots.
It was me. Remember? It was that restaurant.
Yeah,
it was you.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was me. So I'm like, why? I was like, I sent you that. I was like, this, I was like, I've never had a rejection this fast. It was in like 18 hours. Mm-hmm. So I think it was because probably the robot. It was a blurry photo because I took it. There was like some construction. So I took it from across the street of the sign of the restaurant. Right. And then I zoomed in on the picture. So it might've been a little pixelated, but the one thing that concerns me about this, Chris, is sometimes you nominate something and it gets rejected. And then you go back and you renominate it because it's a legitimate way spot. I'm a little bit concerned that if someone is not reviewing correctly, like my trail sign that got rejected, mm-hmm. and then I go back and I do it again, like, is this system going to pick it up and say, this was rejected once, it should be rejected again if it was rejected wrongly the first time? That's my concern there. I think I need to hear a little bit more about that. If it's something that's been rejected 8 or 9 times, I get it. But, you know, what's the threshold there? I guess that's my question.
That's something we should ask the team when we're in New York. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good point. I think so. If people, like, you've noticed that the rejection email that you got for that one was different.
Yes.
Than the regular rejection email. It didn't say the community. It said the team. So I wonder if that's the robot rejection.
Right.
Right.
Yep. I wonder. Yeah.
So
I'm not opposed to them getting Cole out of the way first. I just hope that there's some safeguards in place that if someone has something that's legitimately should go through and they're like, maybe I got a bum set of reviewers, I'm going to put it back in, that they don't just, like, that's not like a one and done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we don't want it rejecting something for a blurry photo and then you going resubmitting it and the system going, oh, we already rejected this once, and then not even looking at the photo and saying, nope.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
100%. Robots are pretty smart. Hopefully they fix it. All right. So the next one is appeals velocity. And again, I'm going to try to read this as Tintino wrote it. Our most recent update to you was that we were changing the way we process appeals from FIFO, first in, first out, to half first in, first out, and half last in, first out, LIFO. I had to read that like 8 times to understand what he said there, but I get it now. We made this change so we could attack the issue from 2 fronts and allow some of your appeals to be resolved sooner. Yay. That's editorial. It wasn't in there. We have heard the feedback and the sentiment from the missed appeals, and the last in, first out approach continues to be a moving target as more appeals are being submitted than can be resolved in one day. We've had some conversations with our team as well as the ambassadors and have decided to shift our approach back to FIFO, first in, first out, as of a couple of weeks ago. Since the start of the year, we have resolved over 91,000 appeals and will continue tackling the issue as we near a healthier appeal processing speed. In the second half of 2023, we plan to increase the resources and process efficiency for appeals. Additionally, the duplicate detection system mentioned above has been running on appealed submissions to detect some old appeal submissions. So,
that's huge.
I still have 2 appeals that have been pending for about 6 months.
I have 6.
How long have they been pending?
A while. I'd have to look, but it's like 7 or 8 months for sure.
Yeah.
But that duplicates bot is going to be huge because you know there's a bunch of appeals out there that someone just resubmitted, it's gotten approved, and it's in the system.
Correct. And it'll show up as a duplicate.
So, yeah.
Because if you really feel strongly about it.
I had a couple of appeals.
Yeah. Somebody reached out to me on Twitter. Yeah. And they were like, hey, Jamal, what should I do here? Should I appeal this? And I'm like, if you've got an upgrade and you feel strongly about it, I would resubmit it personally and use an upgrade. That's what I did with the one that got denied for me. I'm like, man, this is going to make a gem in Pokemon Go. I really don't want to wait for the appeal because I'm not a patient person. So I just resubmitted it and used an upgrade. And boom, 4 days later, my gem is live now. So, but anything they can do to speed it up. And it's really interesting, Chris, just to kind of think about, you know, just to kind of put ourselves in Niantic's shoes, thinking first in, first out, last in, first out, or some type of half. I like the way they're thinking about it, trying to see which way they're going to get the most bang for their buck.
Yeah, yeah. I much prefer the first in, first out kind of method. This whole LIFO thing, it bothered me. Like, why am I waiting on my appeals when someone else is going to have theirs done that they submitted yesterday, right? Like, I understand that they want to, you know, but just get rid of the backlog and just do it from oldest to newest.
Yep.
And, yeah.
This next one I'm pretty excited about.
Pending from April.
Yeah. This next one I'm pretty excited about. Tell us about the next one.
The next one is Wayfarer Challenges. Global reviewer challenges have resulted in some amazing, never-before-seen successes for all explorers and the host countries. More than 120,000 Wayspot nominations were resolved between the two challenges this year, an amount that has never been accomplished before. We simplified the challenge opt-in, a new Wayfarer challenge user setting in your profile replaced the manual bonus location switch. Additionally, we switched the way that we present submissions for review by pulling them from the entire country. We also changed how we reward participating explorers. While previously we only rewarded participation with a focus on agreements, now we are focusing both on individual participation and community tier achievements. We are grateful for the amazing partnership with the Pokemon Grow and Ingress teams who came to deck with some awesome in-game rewards. We know you requested to better track your individual contributions. We are planning on improving this behavior for the next challenge. I think they knocked it out of the park with the last challenge. They have their
for
issues.
Sure.
There are a growing number of people who have issues with the reward tier that they got. So I'm starting to think that there might be something there. Like, there's a lot of smoke there.
Yeah. There's a lot of smoke.
There's a lot of noise.
A lot of chatter.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, though,
that they...
Oh yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I hope that the next time they have a challenge, they have a counter that they've created, right?
Correct.
That's on the screen. That's theirs, that you can see, that's foolproof, right? Because there's a bunch of reasons that you could review something and it not count, right? And there's legitimate reasons that it could not count. Like, there's been times where I've had stuff and I know it was local, right? Like, it was approved before I got through with my nomination, right? So that won't count. But just to quell the noise, I think that they need a leaderboard and they need an individual counter on your Wayfarer review page, so you can keep track and say, okay,
just
embedded, I know where
right
I
there. Yep. Embedded right on the homepage. I like that. And what I was going to say, Chris, I think for the first time with this level of rewards, I mean, shout out to the Pogo team and shout out to the Ingress team for agreeing to give rewards in their game. So for the first time, I personally think we got to do two things, right? We got to hold Niantic accountable. If they say they're going to give you a reward, give you a reward, but then give them a little bit of grace because this was the first time. So I know in the Wayfarer discussion Discord and on Reddit, people were really upset because they were excited. They want their upgrades. I get it. If Niantic is acknowledging there were some issues with it, we've got to say, okay, we got it. There were some issues. Let's just move forward and get better the next time. So I'm not super upset. I personally didn't get the rewards that I should have got. I should have been a tier higher, but you know what? It is what it is. I gotta practice what I preach. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, 100%. Right.
Yep. All right. So the next one and the final one in the wins category is community engagement. So again, I'm going to read this as Tintina wrote it. Thank you to all those who have voiced your observations about our improvements and our communications over the last couple of months. We have made communication a top priority this year and will continue to keep it a priority while we introduce other improvements to our community. In the coming weeks, you'll see some exciting changes from the forum, including a new look and feel for the landing page of the forum, improvements and focus on bug reports, bug reporting categories, not only to ensure we stay on top of the new bugs, but also to more proactively communicate our progress on addressing bugs. We will continue to partner with our outstanding ambassadors, and internally, we will be looping in different teams within Niantic to discuss ways in which we can improve your community experience. So here's one thing I can say. So this is episode 79 of the podcast. We've been doing this for a while. You've been here since like episode 56 or something like that. In that time, my God, Chris, their communication has improved so much. Like, I have to stop and give Niantic credit. And I don't know if all that credit goes to the ambassadors or who gets the credit. I don't care who gets the credit, but they have done what they said they were going to do when it comes to engagement. If you are listening to this podcast and on those forums, you know that between Tintino and Tib and Niantic Aaron and LC and all these other people, they are on the forums and they're communicating with people. So I think you earn the benefit of the doubt in a lot of the situations. The Pokemon Go team has not really earned the benefit of the doubt from the community, other than, hey, we give you guys a great game. They've not earned the benefit of the doubt. The Ingress team has earned the benefit of the doubt. If there's something going on, I feel confident that they're going to do it. And I think the Wayfair team, of all the teams that we interact with at Niantic, has done a bang-up job with communication. How do you feel about that?
I completely agree. Like, even since I've joined the podcast, it's gotten head and shoulders above where they were. And I credit that a lot to the ambassadors and probably kind of pushing them and say, hey, you guys need to, we're not going to shut up until you start talking about this stuff. Right. So it's encouraged them to be more open and active within the community. And they are, and they're doing a really, really good job, especially on the forums. I think their Twitter needs to be a little bit more active, but that's just me.
Right. I think that's on purpose, right? I don't know this, but
you know what? You're probably right.
I think they're trying to, Twitter's so toxic. We see that all the time. I think it's smart for them to keep their communication to the people who are trying to get communicated to. Twitter is just this humongous cesspool of just humanity. But if they keep all their communication on the forums, the only people who are coming on the forums are the people who want to know Wayfair news. They're not trying to get every man. They're trying to get the people who want it. And I'm okay with that. I get it. Now, I don't know that for a fact. That's just me speculating.
That's a fair point. I had not thought about it that way. That's a fair point. Because, yeah, we talked about this last episode about Twitter being a bit of a cesspool.
Yeah.
100%.
No, because you catch a lot of strays being on Twitter. You just catch strays. Like, you know, Niantic posts something random, and then here comes, you know, Jerry Seawolf or somebody just blasting him for something completely irrelevant. You know, just...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, anyhow, that is what we kind of, you know, want to put in the wins category. I think for topic number two, Chris, I want to move on and talk about some of the areas of opportunity or some of the misses. And then we can read it directly from Niantic's voices or Tintino's voice or whoever wrote this and talk about the misses. And I think the first one was edits, right?
Yes.
Take it away.
All right. Edits. We hear you. Edits, like nominations, can take too much time to reach a resolution. And we agree that it is longer than we would like as well. While we resolved around 51,000 location edits from the backlog, we will continue exploring ways to address all types of edits. With our current resources, we are prioritizing nominations to continue our progress, and when that work is complete, we will redirect our resources to address edit velocity. Similar to nominations, we also plan to introduce a system to detect low-quality edits and deflect those. There's currently no exact time frame for when this work to address edits will be done, but we will keep you updated in a couple months, and we apologize for the delay. I have edits that are crazy old.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten to the point where I haven't submitted a new edit in months because I have so many that are pending. I don't know which ones I've done and which ones I haven't.
And I think that the problem with the edits is you can't see them. So you do an edit, and unless you remember it or you've got a spreadsheet. Don't know.
I need to go and update my spreadsheet because I have so many of them and I haven't touched it in forever.
Right? I think that's crazy that you've got a spreadsheet with your edits on it.
I do so many edits because this area was populated when Ingress was a thing, and it was pretty, like, there's some active Ingress agents here, so it was pretty well filled, but a lot of the stuff here had no descriptions. Mm-hmm. And titles that were just super boring because they were rushing to get everything in because they wanted stuff on the map, right? Which is fine.
Right.
But I want to go and clean all that up. Yeah. But there's just so much that's still pending. And I go out and I'm playing and I'm spinning stops and I'm like, have I done this one?
Yeah, like, what is this?
I don't know.
A lot of the seed portals they used in my area, I think I've told you this before. It's like arm on the windshield, arm on the car. Yeah. You can see this. And I know it's old because I'm like, okay, this is one of the very first ones. They don't have descriptions. I went through about a year ago and added like 30 descriptions to things that didn't have a description that were legit in the game. And then I would just get these random approvals for edits. And I'm like, I don't honestly remember doing that. Like, which one is this? Like, so that I would love to see them kind of, you know, turn that miss into a hit and get that done. So, but then Chris, go ahead.
I almost would just love for them to just put a tab on the contributions page that says, here's your edits. We haven't worked on making them go quicker yet, but here they are. Mm-hmm. Now you can see them. Now we're going to go back to what we were doing before. I just want to see them. Just give me them on my contribution page and I will forgive the velocity for like a year.
We know they're there. We just want to be able to see it. Like, we know it's there.
I just want to see them.
Yeah.
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 All right. What's next?
All right. So next up, we have contribution management plus other features. So the contribution management tab was a great feature announced to the community that we have yet to deliver on. This is Niantic. While this feature will not be a prioritized feature within the next couple of months, we hope to have this ready by the end of 2023. Some of the other features mentioned in the AMA questions, such as incorporating Street View, review history, and the ability to withdraw in voting nominations and appeals, can be considered. That disappoints me a little bit. It does. It disappoints me because I understand if you've got 10 things to do, something's going to be 8, 9, and 10. Something's going to be 1, 2, and 3. I get it. Like, you can't have, I work at a tech company and we sit down at the beginning of each quarter and talk about the things that we want to do and what do we want to deliver for the customers. And somebody's project is going to be number 10. Not everybody's going to be 1, 2, or 3. But this is something that I personally would have liked to have seen higher up on the priority list, because I think since losing some of the things that we had, like Street View, there's just some things that I would love to have seen, especially when it comes to contribution management. So a little bummer for me, but I get it.
Yeah, I completely understand. Like, you're right. There's, you've got projects, multiple projects on the go. One of them's gonna kind of have to be pushed to the back burner. Unfortunately, it's edits and whatever, right? And
yeah.
Contribution management. So
yep,
it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yep. Review flow. What's up with that?
Review flow. We are incredibly grateful to all of our explorers who take the time and find joy in reviewing Wayspot nominations. It has truly become a part of my virtual exploration, getting to know many more of my local community and the larger global community. With that being said, we're excited to share that there will be a new reviewing experience coming to you in the next couple of weeks. This new review experience will change how you evaluate a nomination by shifting the 5-star rating system to a simpler rating system for each question about the nomination. You will also see some other changes, such as easier reporting of abuse nominations and quality of life improvements. Of course, our ambassadors will be testing it first in the upcoming weeks, followed by a global community launch. You can expect the new review experience by early September 2023. So that's exciting. I'm a little disappointed that it's going to take so long.
Right.
Considering they've been talking about this forever.
Yes.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, we did. And hopefully they looked at what you mocked up, and maybe that's why they decided to push it. They're like, oh, I saw what Chris did. Let's do that.
I'm excited about this, but I'm a little disappointed it's going to take until September.
Right. And for all the people listening, when we say misses and we say, you know, disappointment, we understand that they've got a lot of things going on. Selfishly, Chris and I have talked about a lot of these things behind the scenes, and we would love to see them sooner. September's not that far off. I mean, next month we'll be at GoFest together, and then the next month is September. So it's not that far off, but I would have liked to have seen it September of 22 when they first started talking about it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And when we say misses, these aren't like hardcore misses. These are just like little misses, like stuff that we would like to see sooner. Or,
and the more I think about it, it's more of a downward prioritization to prioritize other things. So some people are probably ecstatic about the roadmap. They're like, everything that I wanted is at the top of the roadmap. And some other people are like, damn, everything that I really wanted's at the bottom. So again, everything that they're doing, I'm a big fan of it, because I play multiple Niantic games, and we are getting more bang for our buck from the Niantic Wayfarer team than any other team at Niantic right now, my opinion.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And in my heart of hearts, I know that they've pushed this till September 2023 because they want to get it right.
Yep.
Right. Because reviewing is like the backbone of the Wayfarer system, right?
And absolutely.
If they mess that up, then the whole system's going to screech to a halt.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of the backbone of the system, let's talk about anti-cheat efforts, because this is huge and this is very timely right now in the community. So in the first half of the year, the ambassadors, the Wayfarer team, and other Niantic teams have partnered to tackle the abuse present in Wayfarer. It's a top priority, as it impacts not only the Wayfarer community and the Wayfarer and our community, but every player of Niantic games. With this deep cross-functional collaboration, we've developed new approaches to identify, administer, and prevent abuse from impacting all of us and the integrity of the platform as a whole. In the next couple of days, we will activate our new policies and administer consequences for abusive behavior that apply to not only using Wayfarer, but across all Niantic games and products. When this new policy takes effect, it will address not only all new abusers, but it will also work retroactively for up to a year. Additionally, over the next couple of months, we will devote a lot of resources to building new automated detection tools. We're excited to see how this works. It makes Wayfarer and all Niantic games a better place to explore the world together. As we finalize details and approach different phases of implementation work, we will share more details and make announcements as we roll out this new abuse management process. So, my guess is they will tell us very high level what's going on, but they will not tell us day to day what's going on, because people are bad and people cheat. And if people know how they're being detected, they will change it up. And we've seen that already from some of the rings that we've talked to Niantic about and told them about. People have changed up their tactics and done something different. So I'm excited about this. Again, I wish this was something that was like a now thing and not a later on in the year thing, because it really impacts people. And it's one of those things that, it doesn't negatively impact me as a player, but if I'm a rule player, it just makes me upset, makes me feel some kind of way. If I see all this abuse and I have trouble getting a legitimate thing through, and there's someone with like 19 stops in one cell, it just throws off the competitive balance, because those trainers, those agents, those keepers are going to be able to get more items than the person who is a rule player. And it should be based on what's legitimately on the game board and in real life.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I really wish, I'm with you on this one. I really wish that this is kind of something they could just throw out now, but I understand that it's a very sensitive topic and they need to approach it in the right way. They need to approach it correctly, not only to detect people who are legitimately cheating, but to do it in a way where they're not tipping their hands,
right,
and not in giving them too much information to say, ah, I figured out what you're doing, right. So I'm just gonna. Like there's one post in the forum, someone had a bunch of stuff rejected, like auto rejected, because Niantic figured out that he was using code words in his supporting information or his descriptions to tip off the reviewers as to who it was. So yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Right. Well, I mean, that's good that they're, that's great that at that level, they're able to figure that out. I mean, robots are smart. People are smart. Yep. So I know you and I, we haven't, we kind of talked about like the buzzwords you can use that will get something to go into Niantic voting. And I think it was on Reddit. And I think people were smart and didn't use it. Or if they did use it, they didn't abuse it. But, you know, no one wants to have their Wayfarer account banned for being silly and using, you know, a code word. Like, come on.
Yep.
Like, just, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Be smart, guys.
Yep. All right. What's the next one?
The next one is Criteria. We know that we've gone back and forth on what the next steps are for upgrading and changing the criteria. After spending time internally exploring different solutions, finding out the original intent of the criteria as it's been set, we've decided it's best to refrain from making extensive changes to the criteria. With these criteria, we aim to ensure the community is able to bring unique and significant places we may have never discovered. Niantic is not a fully global company, and as such, we know there are weak gaps in our knowledge of the cultural significance and nuance when it comes to building the map. With the criteria as they are, we're ensuring that we do not push our limited viewpoint and lean on the community to help identify what should or should not be added to the map. With that being said, as part of our new review flow, we do plan to improve onboarding and resources to help guide new users for what they should and should not be considered as they review nominations and create a better sense of consistency. This is the most disappointment, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, second most. We're going to get to my most disappointment in a second. I think that the criteria needs to be changed. In some spots. I understand that they are an American company, so they have a very American-centric view of the world, which is not always great. But I think that they have enough of a knowledge base in the community and with the ambassadors that some updates to the criteria could have been done.
The ambassadors are global, right? That was the point of having the ambassadors is global. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the criteria is going to be fluid. It should be fluid, right? When the game first started, fire stations were okay. Well, maybe they weren't okay, but they got in and now they're not. So I don't want to say it's a cop-out, but when it says Niantic is not a fully global company, and as such, we know there will be gaps in our knowledge of the culture significance and nuance when it comes to building up the map. Isn't that what Wayfarer is for the community, us? You know, we've talked about this before with the boiled peanuts sign, right? Like in Canada, people would be like, what the hell's boiled peanuts? But down here in the South, people are like, oh yeah, boiled peanuts. This is my favorite spot to get them. That's what makes this fun, right? Is there's things that like, when I'm reviewing in your area, there's things that I'm like, oh, wow, I've seen three of these. These are like popular in Canada. This is something that's culturally relevant. And I think I would like to see Niantic trust us as wayfinders a little more to kind of police ourselves. Now, I know that's dangerous, Chris. I know that's dangerous because people do all kinds of things. But I don't know that they need to be necessarily prescriptive. Because we saw in the Indonesian challenge specifically, there was stuff over there I had no idea what the heck I was looking at, you know? And after you see it a few times, then you kind of go, oh, okay, that's what this is. This is that. But if I lived in Indonesia, I'm like, of course, it would be like seeing a trail sign here, you know, trail sign, boom, okay. Somebody in Indonesia might go, what the hell is this? Like, I'm not going to approve that. So I am a little bit disappointed there. I get it, but I don't want it to be a cop-out.
Yeah, no, 100%. There was some very specific things that I think that they still do need to kind of come out and say, this is it, this is the line, because there are lines that they can draw,
right?
Like, chain restaurants and gyms being one of them. I think they need to come out, because there's so much discussion on that.
Just come out and say
it. I think they need to come out and say, one way or the other, just here's the line, right? And I get that they're reluctant to do that, because as soon as one person posts in the forums or on Reddit or on Twitter, they're just like, nope, this is gospel now. And
kind of like
it causes fighting, right?
Kind of like the old thing that was a rule that was around for a while, that gazebos were kind of like the old thing, the old rule that came up from Niantic, that you were supposed to give gazebos 4 stars. Remember that?
I do, yeah.
You know? And it was just kind of like nobody knew why, so everybody is always 4-starred a gazebo when sometimes it should be 3 stars and sometimes it should be 5 stars. Everyone just assumed that gazebos were 4 stars. I don't even know if I ever saw it. I just remember seeing other things. And yeah, I don't know where that came from, but I get it. Once they say something kind of like the K-12 thing, like that's still floating around out there. No one has come back and said, hey, since we're sunsetting NBA All Worlds, you don't need to do this for basketball courts on K-12. It's still out there. Like, I can go and find the post right now. So I get why they're hesitant, but like restaurants and things like that, there's just some things that are, to me, no-brainers, that they could save themselves a lot of time and energy if they just come out and say it, as opposed to not saying it, because you have some people who are not earning upgrade points because they're voting one way, and then you have the opposite.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, and the last one, I think this is one that we will discuss it. Let me go ahead and read it, and then we'll discuss it. The Wayfarer app. Last time we shared our roadmap, we had planned on bringing you the Wayfarer app to the Explorer community this summer. We spent the first half of the year with renewed leadership and focus on the Wayfarer team, and we have determined that it's critical to first improve the overall Wayfarer experience and the review flow before moving to a new dedicated app. This means we have decided to deprioritize the Wayfarer app and will not be releasing it to the Explorer community this year. Instead, our focus and our resources will be spent on enhancing the existing platform and experience by improving the review flow and making the entire Wayfarer experience more enjoyable by taking a firm stance on abuse across the platform and community. This approach will allow us to focus on addressing any challenges or limitations before potentially duplicating them by launching them in a separate app experience. We apologize for this change and understand that for some it may be disappointing. We understand that the convenience of an app could offer, but do feel it's not the right thing at this time. In the future, we may revisit this decision or look to make Wayfarer easier to assess in different games or mobile environments. But first, we want to prioritize our time and resources to ensure we provide the enhanced and improved Wayfarer experience that you've been asking for. All right, Chris, go.
Wah, wah, wah. This is the thing that disappoints me the most, because I use the Wayfarer app a lot. Like, it's a Bible for me. Because I get, like, you can go into Pogo when you go to nominate in Pogo, it'll show you what's near you, right? But, like, if I'm 4 kilometers away, I snap a couple pictures and I come back to my house to nominate something, and I fly the little person over to where I want to put the pin is, it doesn't load the stops there. It only loads the ones that are nearby.
That is correct.
So you're just increasing the chance of duplicates. Whereas if I'm home and I'm driving the Google car around and I'm checking, you know, the Intel map, I can have the Wayfarer app open at the same time and I can just fly it with me, hit the load the way spots, and it loads everything.
Yep. Like,
even the stuff that's just light ship only.
Yep. Sure does.
That I think Niantic really needs to prioritize having something where the average, and I get the app, it's meant for developers, right? I get it. But they need something where the average Pogo user, the average Ingress agent can say, I want to go out and do a bunch of stuff. I think I found some stuff that's really cool. I should be able to go to a map and have it show me everything that's on the Lightship map. Just something simple. Mm-hmm. If it's on desktop, if it's on an app, if it's just something where I can say, oh, sorry, that exists.
Right.
It doesn't exist in Ingress.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist in Pikmin. It doesn't exist in Pogo, but it's on the Lightship map. So I'm not going to nominate it because I understand that it already exists. And it would solve so many problems.
Right. I think from reading that statement, I've read it a couple of times. I think from reading that, I think personally that I think they could probably deliver on what you asked right now. I think they could deliver on mm-hmm. it, but I think they want to have the app be full service when it comes out. And because of the yes. anti-cheat and all those other things, I think that's probably why they're not doing it. What I would love to see to satisfy what you said is to have the app be used for that or make Intel a little more robust or give Intel some type mm-hmm. of mobile presence other than just pulling up the website on mobile where it doesn't really function that great. Like Intel on your phone is okay, but it's better on the computer. But
yep.
Wayfair has been hesitant, I think, to talk about the Intel map because that introduces the S2 cells into the equation because that's what most people use Intel for.
Yes, that's yeah. Intel, yeah, yeah. And like, if I would, you know, I would almost just say add a tab in Campfire that just shows me everything because you can go in Campfire
yeah.
and say, what does the NBA All World map look like? What is right. the Ingress? Although Ingress doesn't pull up anything. but what does Peridot look like?
Peridot right. No, you're right. Either. I get it.
But like, just something where I can go and say, what does this map look like? And then have a tab or a button that says Lightship. What does the Lightship map look like? And even if it's just something that's just like, you can't really see that.
Yeah.
There's so many times that I'm reviewing and it's just like, that is an obvious duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand why someone submitted it because it's in the same cell as something that, it's obviously a stop in Pogo.
Right.
So they went there, they spun their stop, and they're like, oh, I've seen this thing. Click, I'm going to submit it because it's not in Pogo.
Right. Yep.
Right? Because you can't see S2 cell maps.
You can't. No.
Out,
you
in
can't,
the real world.
You don't know where they are, so it doesn't help right. or make any kind of sense.
But if you had something like the Wayfarer app that you could just pop open and say, I wonder if this, oh, it does exist. It's probably not in Pogo because of inclusion rules. Like you don't even have to say,
right.
If you could just click on the thing on the Lightship map and it would say, these are the games that this stop appears in.
Correct. That
it does not appear in any other game right because there, of inclusion God. Rules.
Yes. These are the games it appears in. And you don't even have to say, these are the games it doesn't. This appears in Ingress
yep.
and NBA All Worlds only. That's it. That's all you have to yep. say. And then, you know,
it's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Yep.
Yep.
Well, that was a lot. That
is, I think would be the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot. You want to do a quick, funny news story real quick before we go to break?
Yes. Talk about your snakes. I want to hear this.
So our funny news story this week comes to us from Los Angeles, California. Home of Rolly, who's one of our ambassadors. Rolly, we're looking squarely at you. This is your formal invite to come on the podcast. See how I work that in? So
nice.
This is let me go on. Let me read this story to you here. Funny news story. So we've gone Canada and Switzerland and Lakewood, Colorado. So this one is Los Angeles. So there's the news story. The title reads, and this is by Ben Hopper. So credit to Ben Hopper. Missing 15-foot python found near Los Angeles home. So a 15-foot python named Big Mama is back home safely after nearly 10 days on the loose in Los Angeles. Alex Violetta said the reticulated python escaped from his Chatsworth home July 3rd when her cage was accidentally left unlocked overnight, sparking a days-long search for the snake. Violetta had asked neighbors to keep an eye out for Big Mama, explaining she is friendly towards humans, but could pose a danger to cats and small dogs. The pet owner said when he arrived home from work on Wednesday to some good news from a neighbor. Violetta said Big Mama had turned out to be hiding in between the two sheds on a property near his home. In the two sheds, I had checked there numerous times, even with the help of my neighbor during the day and nighttime with flashlights. He said Big Mama does not appear to have any injuries and is in good health. So.
That's nice.
That's our.
That is the reason that my wife will not let me have snakes. Yes. Because she's like, they'll get out and then I won't know where they are. And
yep, that is like, yeah, that is our interesting news story of the day. So with that, you want to take a quick break?
Let's take a break. All right.
Let's play the music. We'll take a break. And we will see you here in just a few minutes. We'll do some dad jokes. We've got some good stuff on the other side.
This is Sarah Amanda. Justice for Pikmin Bloom. It needs a map sync. You're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
This is Genji, and we are listening to the Wastewaters Podcast Show.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season 2.
What has 4 wheels and flies? A garbage truck. Why are pigs so bad at sports? Because they hog the ball. Knock, knock. Who's there? Cow go. Cow go who? Nope. Cow go moo. What's the loudest pet you can own? A trumpet. Why did the teddy bear skip dessert? Because she was stuffed. I made a whopping 6 figures last year. I was also fired from the toy factory because I made toys too slow. Why are skeletons so calm? Because nothing gets under their skin. All right, everybody, welcome back from the break. Hopefully you enjoyed the dad jokes. I always think they're funny. At some point we're going to get Chris to do a couple of dad jokes and see what he's got. Ooh. Yeah, but right now what we're going to do is we've got some really good stuff for you. So we're going to go over waste spot of the week. And let's go ahead and bring this up on the screen. When I picked this waste spot of the week, I picked this specifically for Chris because I knew he would like it. All right. This waste spot of the week comes to us from Pouncy in the Georgia Wayfair Discord. This is Sea Princess's Discord in Georgia. Hey, Sea Princess, we're looking at you. You see how I kind of weave that in there? You like that? We're looking at you, Sea Princess. Probably. It's your formal invitation. The ambassador said they would do interviews and do podcasts if they were asked. We're going to start asking every episode. All right. So I'm going to take this one, Chris. This is awesome. This mural, it's a big mural, right? It's a 2-story mural. And on the Wastewaters Podcast, we are huge fans of 2-story murals. So this 2-story mural is called Spread Love, Not Hate. And it is a mural of a beautiful lady, big afro, wearing a very colorful dress with flowers on it, has on some low top Stan Smith Adidas, white or blue with white stripes. And the mural is green. It's on a building and she's just standing there looking as regal as possible. And on the mural, it says spread love, not hate. And this is the kind of thing that belongs in all of Niantic games. And Pouncy, thank you so much. Chris, what are your thoughts on this?
It's a beautiful mural. It is gorgeous. And it's a great message, yeah, too. So you're winning on all fronts here.
And the description for this is a living walls mural located in Atlanta, Georgia. So big fan of this. Big, big fan. All right. So consequently, Chris, let's go to the opposite of waste spot of the week. and let's go to some Coal of the Week. But before we go to Coal of the Week, there's a little jingle we need to play, right?
Yes, there is.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right. So, Coal of the Week number one. I'm going to take this one. This comes to us from our friend of the show, Sarah Amanda. We love Sarah Amanda. She sends us really good things, and this is in the Pokemon Professor Network Coal Mine channel. And this one, the title of this one, Chris, is called Other Rejected Criteria. Just let that sink in. The description is, all right, I'm going to try to read this without introducing any other words. I'm going to read it as it is. Doesn't one of you guys who doesn't even though the accepted include the rejected criteria?
Okay.
Isn't that what it says? Isn't that exactly what it says? So
that's exactly what it says.
And what's troubling about this is, so this comes to us from Malaysia, and it's someone who obviously is upset about their nomination being denied. And so the picture is a picture of their phone screen, and they've taken a screenshot of the Wayfarer page, and it's a little blurry in the background, but it looks like it's their nomination in there. And their supporting info is from the Wayfarer website. It's the picture of the woman standing next to the cat, and then it's the museum that's tilted to the side. I'm not exactly sure what they're going for here, but if they were trying to prove a point, they proved the wrong point, and they just submitted a big lump of coal. Thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with this. I remember when I saw this in the Discord the first time, I had to read it four or five times, and I'm like, what are they even trying to do
here? I don't know what they're trying to do here. I'm guessing this is the thing that some of the new anti-coal cheat things, I don't think they were trying to cheat, but I think this is going to get picked up, and we would probably never see this again if this was the case, because this is just ultra confusing, and I don't know what it is, but it's coal, so. There's your Coal of the Week number one. All right.
Coal of the Week.
Let's move on to Coal of the Week number two. This is where it gets fun. So,
yeah.
Kroner is on like a 4-week run here, right? So, we've got another one from our friend Kroner. And you guys heard from Kroner last week when he left a voicemail. So, Kroner sent in another one. And I tried to put in the attachment there with the translation. I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of small in the notes. But go ahead, Chris. Take it away.
So this Coal of the Week is, it appears to be a wheelchair elevator on the side of a building. You can see a bit of the roof. It's not a close photo. It's a photo that's taken far away. It's just a random generic elevator on the side of a building. You can see like the roof. There's a couple windows on the roof. It's not interesting at all. It looks like it's private property. So this is someone's house. And the title is Die Schweibende Tour. And the description is How Werder and the Terror in Die Wand I'm Ober Geschosch Eis Hausen Agbaut den Beauherden die Möglichkeit u geben act dort mit einem Rollstuhl. And I am sure that I really butchered some of that.
You're going to hear from somebody on that one.
I do have the translation here. Let me scroll down to it here. It says, the floating door. Here, a door was built into the wall on the upper floor of a house to give the residents the possibility to get in with a wheelchair. which cool. I'm all for accessibility. It's cool. That's definitely private property, yep, and that's not even that exciting. Yeah, no, like, it's not a good place to really. That's cool.
Yeah, so that's Cole of the Week. All right, Chris. We've talked a lot this week. We were kind of like news text heavy this week with not a lot of fun stuff, yes, but we wanted to make sure we got this out to you guys, because the way in which we recorded our show the last time, we recorded a couple days before Niantic dropped the news. So our last podcast that came out did not talk about the criteria, or not the criteria, but the AMA. So we wanted to make sure we devoted a full show just so you guys heard our breakdown of it, what we thought about it, and then we can start a conversation on our socials. So, you know, thank you to Niantic for doing this. You know, not many other games on Niantic's platforms have a regularly scheduled AMA where they actually give information to the community. So big ups to them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll get you guys back out to your Sunday. And just a reminder that we can't have an episode of Wastespotters without shouting out our Patreons and also our executive producer, Kate the Cons, continue to send me 3 a.m. messages. I love it, and we love you all. And thank you for listening to this episode of Wastespotters. So if you enjoy what you hear, there's a couple ways that you can show us. So first of all, you can follow us on our socials. You know, we try to be incredibly active and try to respond, so you can send us a message or you can DM us. So follow us on Twitter, at Wastespotters on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, at Wastespotters Podcast. And I actually put up an Instagram post this week with the dad joke. So Instagram is our least active social media, but we're going to work on that, right? We know we need to work on that. And then also remember, guys, we're on TikTok. You guys are killing us on TikTok. We love it. You're like gassing us up on TikTok. So you can reach out to us on TikTok at @iMakeWaySpot. So like I said, we try to be incredibly interactive with our listeners, and we really love talking to you guys. So another way that you can get us is you can reach out to our website, www.wayspotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website, or you can send us an email like many of you have, wayspotters@pokemonprofessor.com. And some of you guys are watching this on the YouTube page right now, and we appreciate you watching us on YouTube. We're up over 100 followers. We went from like 91 to like 112 in like 30 seconds. So that's awesome. So for those of you who are not watching us on YouTube and you're audio listeners only, you can go to youtube.com/@WayspottersPodcast. And we would appreciate you guys giving us a follow, a like, and a subscribe over there on YouTube. Now, for our American listeners or anyone who wants to dial an American phone number, you can call us on our hotline at 704-426-3710. You never know. Your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show, or there's actually a function on Twitter where you can send us a voicemail from there. And then finally, if you are... if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. It's like $1.33 Canadian and like $1.50 Australian. With the rates, those can change. But anyways, join up. It's really cool. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You will get access to the Discord for all the networks that are on the family of shows, including Wastespotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Chris, before we go, do you got anything else for us?
No, I don't. I think we had a good show. Appreciate everybody. Yep.
And with that, we look forward to you listening to us again next week. We want to thank you for listening to Wastespotters. And remember, there's only one way to stop a fire. Pause my mixtape.